Cassie Ireland spent Sunday afternoon strolling the 16th arrondissement in Paris. She walked past a two-story mansion several times, lingering to aim her cell phone at it as the owner, Jason Siebold, came and went. She downloaded software to her phone, enabling it to receive and transmit wireless radio signals, including the unencrypted signals from the home's alarm system, so that she could identify and store the code to disarm it. The house was surrounded by a wall that came up to Cassie's chin. On one of her passes, she peeked over it, drawing the attention of two Doberman pinschers that raced toward her, barking, lips curled back, and fangs exposed. They threw themselves against the wall, sticking their noses close enough to hers that she could smell what they had for breakfast. "See you soon, boys," she said. Siebold was a wealthy expat African-American. He lived in the mansion with his wife, his six-year-old daughter Amelia, and a caretaker for the estate. A month ago, he put the house on the market for 12.5 million euros. Cassie had studied the photographs of the exterior and interior and a drawing of the floor plan the realtor had posted online. There were 9 rooms on the first floor, including a ballroom, study, and music room, plus 5 second-floor bedrooms. On the lower level, there was a 1,000-bottle wine cellar, state-of-the-art fitness center, and cinema. French doors opened to the back of the house from the lower level onto a large flagstone patio, where a fountain with a statue of Poseidon spouted jets of water. The grounds were landscaped with miniature oaks and shrubs manicured into the shapes of monkeys, giraffes, and other zoo animals. The dogs had what the realtor described as their own mini-mansion near the back wall, a 100-square-foot heated and air-conditioned pitched-roof shelter with front and side entrances. Relying on aerial photographs of the neighborhood that she found on Google Maps, Cassie scouted the route she would take to and from the house, practicing it with Google's Street View feature. Her Sunday afternoon walk was a dry run.